If you have just had surgery, one of the best things you can do to speed your recovery is to get up and get moving. Doctors have long encouraged surgical patients to get out of bed as soon as it's safe. But when it comes to injuries of the brain, rest has been seen as the best treatment. Until now, that is. Today in Your Health, Gretchen Kuda-Crowan looks at new research suggesting that getting out of bed early can help brain-injured patients as well.
When Kate Klein began working as a nurse in the Cleveland Clinic's neurointensive care unit, one of the first things she noticed was that her patients spent a lot of time in bed. She knew patients with other injuries benefited from getting up and moving early, and she wondered, why not patients with brain injury too?
I asked myself that question, asked my colleagues that question, why are these patients getting out of bed? Is there something unique about patients with neurologic injury?
The predominant thinking prior to this study was that rest was better suited for the brain.
Edward Mano is head of the neurointensive care unit at the Cleveland Clinic and one of the neurologists who works with Klein.
Oftentimes, damaged brain is susceptible to lack of blood flow, and that increased activity may actually worsen the outcome if initiated too quickly. So many of us thought for quite some time that we needed to put the brain to rest after the initial insult of a stroke or some other type of neurologic injury.
Despite this, many doctors, including Mano, suspected neurologic patients could actually benefit from getting out of bed sooner. They just didn't have any proof. Although plenty of research had been done on early mobilization of patients with other injuries, Klein discovered that no one had actually studied whether it was safe or beneficial for patients with brain injury to start rehabilitation right away. And so she designed a study of her own. Over the course of a year, Klein tracked more than 600 patients with brain injury, getting more than half of them up and out of bed as early as the first day they were admitted to the ICU. What she found was that getting up and moving had clear benefits.
We found that when patients actually get out of bed and progress in their rehabilitation early, they spend less time in the ICU, they spend less time in the hospital, they have less pressure ulcers, less infections, less time on the ventilator if they need ventilator therapy, and they also just feel a lot better.
All right, Patricia, we're going to work on sitting at the edge of the bed. Walk your legs over towards Nathan.
So bring them towards me. So let's start with your right leg first.
Good. Now your left leg.
Two nurses are helping Patricia Whedon get out of bed.
Lift your head up.
Severe seizures have damaged her brain. She's hooked to a ventilator so she can't speak, and she's unable to sit, stand, or walk on her own.
So on three, ready? Here we go. Keep your eyes open. One, two, three.
One of the barriers to getting patients like Patricia up and moving is how difficult it is.
Stand up tall.
It takes more than half an hour and two nurses to sit her up and then guide her to a chair where she'll sit and visit with her daughter.
Let's just stand here for a little bit. Put some weight to your legs. There you go.
That's much
good
better.
Job. Okay.
It is difficult to get these patients up. So nurses are continually challenged with getting patients out of bed and having the proper equipment and resources to be able to get patients out of bed.
As a result of her study, ceiling-mounted lifts were installed at each patient bedside, and nurses received training and other equipment to make moving patients safer and easier. And although it seems like a lot of effort for a few steps from bedside to chair, Klein says it represents huge progress for a patient like Patricia. And the benefits may go beyond preventing bed sores or infections. Dr. Mano says they may also speed the recovery of the brain.
Neurologic patients have many of the same medical issues that medical and surgical patients have. The concern was that the neurological aspect may limit their mobility. And I think what we're starting to show is that's not actually the case, that in fact, early mobility helps both not just with the medical issues, but with the neurological aspect also.
The basis for this is something called brain plasticity, the ability of the brain to compensate for areas that become damaged. Jeffrey Klein is a professor of biomedical engineering at Arizona State University, where he studies what happens to the brain after injury.
It rewires itself, and it does this by forming new synapses, forming new connections. The neural circuits begin to change and adapt, and that's how these new functions begin to emerge in remaining brain areas.
The plasticity of the brain, its ability to rewire itself, has been shown to be heightened immediately after injury in studies with animals. If the same is true in humans, the sooner patients get up and engage their brains, the better their chances of recovery. Klein says much of the animal research has been focused on finding ways to jumpstart the rewiring process with drugs or electrical shocks, But in people, there's a much simpler way to drive the recovery process.
The actual behavioral experience is one of the most powerful factors that can drive brain plasticity, and there's a century of evidence that that's true.
But by getting patients up and out of bed early, even taking them outside, Kate Klein and Edward Mano say they're attempting to provide the sort of familiar experiences that are already well known to stimulate the brain's natural rewiring process. Those experiences can be powerful, explains Klein, recalling a patient who suddenly began to speak after being outside for the first time.
And you could almost see that what was familiar was starting to come back to her, that she was listening to that traffic, feeling that wind on her face. And then her sons came, and she looked over at her sons, and they said, "Hi, Mom." And she looked up, and she said, "Well, how are you doing?" Those are her first words.
But as dramatic as those moments are, Mano says they only illustrate just how much we still don't know about the recovery of the brain. For example, it's still unclear if all kinds of brain injuries can be treated the same.
We are just scratching the surface here on this, and this is, I think, really just pioneering work, but there is a tremendous amount of work to be done in this area.
Klein's study was published in April, and her findings have already changed the way patients in the Cleveland Clinic's Neurological Intensive Care Unit are managed. Her hope is that others will follow suit, and that one day, getting patients with brain injury up and moving will be the rule rather than the exception. For NPR News, I'm Gretchen Kuda-Crowen.